Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Hard salami's okay, but it's not as good, right? Although, maybe if you're French vanilla, you'd be like hard salami.
You mean the best vanilla?
The fake vanilla.
The real, the delicious
the
vanilla?
Fake vanilla.
The creamy vanilla without sand and dirt in it?
It's Mike Shope.
I like that
sand
one.
Sand and dirt. The beans?
Yeah.
The
yes.
specks?
Yes.
Are the problem?
It's granular.
The actual what vanilla is? The absolute worst take you've ever had. Because it's on different levels of offensiveness.
I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
And the Bulldog.
Maybe when you first made the ice cream, they were interested in making it, I don't know, good. And added cream to it to make it creamy, to like thus ice cream, not ice sand, ice gravel.
People, what do we even do?
I mean, what are we talking about?
Help.
Police! Help! Police! Help!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I bought vanilla bean ice cream literally today. We have this system now where the Mother's Day present that I bought that we talked about with Ross, where I didn't buy Ross's thing because I'd already bought this other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has a grocery list function. And my daughter seems to enjoy adding to the grocery list. And it just said ice cream with like a smiley face after it.
Okay. Well, that's
the only entry on the grocery list to come with an emoji.
That's thoughtful that she included the smiley face.
But I am not in the ice cream game at all at this point in my life. Like, I'm never eating ice cream. So I don't know what kind to get. And I went right for the vanilla bean, being that it's the best. And hopefully they like it. That's what we did.
Yeah, they might like the better kind more. But, you know, whatever. You're on brand. I had ice cream last night. I try not to, like, it's not something I frequently eat. I don't snack much at all. Like I try not to anyway. But my wife made blondies, not brownies. She made blondies. And she said there's vanilla ice cream in the freezer.
So that's brownies, but they're with vanilla?
It was like a caramel-y kind of deal.
Okay.
Is what I would say it was.
Okay.
And she said there's vanilla ice cream in the freezer. And it was neither vanilla bean nor French vanilla. It was just vanilla.
Yeah, that's not.
And I would tell you, it was fantastically creamy. I would have thought I had to check the label.
You literally did that?
I did. I got it out. I scooped it into the bowl, and I had a little bite off the scooper before I, you know, washed that off.
Sure.
And I went, ooh, that's really creamy.
Hmm.
I thought that was just plain vanilla, and I got it out, and sure enough, this wasn't, but it was delicious, not sandy.
I think when it says vanilla, it implies French vanilla.
Oh, see. Well,
because if it's vanilla bean, the bean, I think, is more important to put on the box than the French.
Okay, that makes sense.
I think French vanilla has become the default vanilla.
For me, that would definitely be right, because I don't want vanilla bean. I hate vanilla bean, as just previously heard.
Hate.
Yes. Hate. Hate. Yes. No, okay, that's too strong. I've eaten it. I just would much prefer the creamy deliciousness that is French vanilla.
Native to South America, by the way, vanilla.
Oh, yeah? Well. Thank you for the genealogy on that.
Would you enjoy, anybody who wants to also participate in some way is welcome to do that. Would you enjoy sort of just week by week digging into the Bills schedule today? Would that sort of set a good tone for the weekend?
I think it definitely would.
Just try to picture each one of these games? Or
yep.
We don't have to pick them. I don't have spreads except for week one. They're out there, I'm sure.
Right.
But I don't have that. I just had week one. But let's just sort of go along here and see how it feels. Bills at Texans, Sunday, September 13th, 1 o'clock. So that's an interesting opponent. They have had tough times with Houston. They've lost last year. They've lost.
The year before.
The year before. Last year, which one was the game where, well, the year before.
Was the Allen game where he threw for.
9 for 30.
Yeah, you always have it. I never know exactly. I can't remember if it's yards or whatever, but 9 for 30.
Nine for 30.
Yeah.
For 100 some yards. Last year was a night game, and he just got wrecked in that game.
He got destroyed in that game.
That'll be, it's a 1 o'clock game, but that'll be a pretty interesting game nationally, I think, to analyze. And that'll, I think, maybe be the number one storyline, other than the Bills having a new coach.
100%. We will spend we're going to do it right now. We will spend, I think, the majority of that week talking about what am I scheming up here, right? Because I was all full of bravado going into that night game. That was a Monday night game, right?
Yeah.
Fine. You've got these killer I agree. They're great. They look great. I see them raising hell all the time. Guess what I've got? I've got two very good, if not great, tackles. And so I think I have an antidote to the thing you do best. And, you know, I think I wasn't expecting them to shut out those guys, like that they wouldn't get pressures or even sacks. But I was not expecting them to dominate the game, and they absolutely did. Brown was hurt. That compromised it. You know, he tried to play hurt and then eventually had to
leave. He got hurt in the game. Yeah. Thursday night.
Yeah.
Thursday
and Dawkins just had a bad night. And they got manhandled. And so, are they going to try to do that again? Probably not. Learn your lesson. So the thing that was so stunning about that is that they kind of just – it's like they went into the game thinking like I thought, oh, we can handle this. They couldn't, and it was evident very early that they couldn't, and they really didn't have a pivot, which was very weird to me, that they weren't prepared for like, hey, in the eventuality that these guys are caving our skulls in, let's do this. And it just didn't, at least in my eyes, it just did not seem like they had a better idea. And so that was what you were left with. The Bills still were alive at the end of that game.
Very much so.
Just like they weren't they also alive in the 9 for 30 game? That's the game that
they
ends. Right. They have the ball with a chance to go down and win.
They go 3 and out in a tie.
Yeah, right.
And then punt. That's and Houston like, makes a 60-yard field goal
that's
or
even
something.
More than they weren't even trailing when they had that possession.
The Bills last year in the game in Houston, down 23-19. With 28 seconds to go, had 3rd and 1 at the 17-yard line. Red zone. I don't remember these plays. Incomplete to Shakir, 4th and 1. Dawkins' false start, 4th and 6, and then a pick. That ends it. This game, too, you had Ray Davis go 97 yards on a kickoff return late in the first half.
There's also
to give the Bills the lead.
Sorry.
And then Houston gets it back with 1:40 left. They drive and Jaden Higgins. So they might have felt like they got away with it with the Davis touchdown to put them ahead, and then Houston still trumped them before halftime.
Yeah. That last drive, well before they flamed out there at the 17-yard line, there's a 4th down hook and ladder. It's the first hook and ladder of the year, I think.
4th and 27.
Yeah. And that worked. That was incredible. Holy cow. Anyway.
What that is, like, they lost. But Allen, he's just so tough to beat. He's just so tough to beat. But somehow it happens. Like, these games, so many of these Bills losses the last 5 years have been like, really? How? This maybe wasn't that. This was maybe more the other way around.
This is not.
You almost stole it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. How I would say it, I think I even said it at the time. Like, you get that play, you think you're going to win the game. Like you get a hook and ladder on 4th and 27. Like, you know, you're going to pull this out of the fire. So I fully expect you to go win the game now, because you managed to overcome that situation, and instead, no, they just. So, yeah, it's not like a game I would feel like they deserved better. But you made that play. Like, now, to me, that's the hard part. You know, I'm not saying getting a touchdown is easy, but, you know, it's not 4th and 27. I'm not relying on a hook and ladder to try to get me there, which, you know, again, worked. And it worked later on in the year, too.
I wonder what Joe Brady would say privately about that game and Houston? Like, was there a certain thing? Was it Spencer Brown being hurt? Was there a certain thing that he would just sort of shake his head about that, like, if only we could really talk about this openly. There was this one problem that we had that we can't talk about because it doesn't serve us any purpose.
Right.
But if you knew it, you'd be like, they win that game 8 out of 10 times or something like that. But maybe not. Maybe instead it's more how we're talking, which is like, look out.
Right.
This is your first game. Worst case, you know, you get that again. And then you're coming home short week to open the stadium against Detroit. You better be ready or else you're 0-2.
That's right. That's right. I think if they can handle Houston and just handle being there in a way that they have demonstrated that they, you know, have a hard time doing the last couple of seasons, and it's even, you know, more than that. I mean, there's the playoff game there too for Josh anyway. You've got like, whoa, like I'm already this is a team that I'm expecting, I think, going into the year, right? I mean, the Bills are expected. They're a better favorite than Houston is. I think
last year.
No, going in, like I'm saying, to start this year.
Oh, okay.
They're a better favorite for their division. They're a better favorite for the Super Bowl than Houston. So you should be better than them. And if they can prove that they are, like, we'll feel pretty good because that's been a house of horrors kind of for them. And so great. Man, you open 0-1, like you just said. I'm coming home to play Detroit. You know, what do they look like in week one? Like, I think that's going to be a, you know, back to being a very, very, very good team, Detroit. Man, that could get tough real, real fast.
The Bills have lost their last 6 trips to Houston, including the playoff game. They won there on that Peerless Price game in 2006 and also in 2002, but 20 years ago was the last time they won in Houston, 0-6.
Been a while, yeah.
Detroit, people are bullish on Detroit. I mean, Houston, they're not the same level of favorite as the Bills for the overall, but it's pretty close. Houston is their division's favorite. Detroit is their division's favorite as well, and there's competition in both cases. NFC North looks really strong, but that night, you want to win that first one if for no other reason that you don't want to have sort of worries about the season
right. The
night of the first game at the new place where you want to just, you know, win or lose. You want to be able to just have that be the thing.
Right.
So a lot, you know, in a certain way rides on that opener. But Detroit is probably good. Last year was kind of fluky bad.
That's what I think. I think it's a really challenging game, and this is a team that, you know, if you need it at all, has experience, you know, in a celebrated spot. I mean, they knocked off Kansas City in Kansas City to open the season after a Super Bowl win for the Chiefs. And so, like, that's not a team that I, you know, I don't really say this about any team. It's just to point out that they've won in that adversarial, if you like that word, a spot before, pretty, you know, recently enough anyway. So that's to me going to be very, very, very challenging game. I think, you know, I'm going to say that, you know, the Bills win it just because it's the opening of the new stadium, and like, of course they're going to win it. But I don't know. I mean, flip a coin. I think that's a very hard game.
Detroit opens at home with New Orleans. 1 o'clock Sunday, that first week, same time the Bills are playing the Texans. Week 3 is the Chargers here. LA goes home to Arizona, home to Vegas. So this will be their first road game. Those are both late Sunday.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
The games at home. Good chance of 2-0 with those opponents. They'll be sizable favorites in at least the opener, if not also the Raider game, probably. And then here in week 3 and then off to Seattle, that's a 10 o'clock a.m. body clock time game for the Chargers Sunday here at 1. I like them. I think they're probably the third best team of the first 3 Bills opponents. But no, you know, pushover.
No slouch. this is a game that I'm just going to say you got to have. I mean, 2-0 or not. 0-2, obviously, like, oh, my God, get off the mat, right? 1-1, got to have it. I think 2-0, you got to, you're better than, you're expecting to be better than the Chargers. You're going to be thinking about tiebreakers already, you know, if not the one or whatever. I think you got to, the 10 o'clock in the morning point for them, I think you got to beat the Chargers at home.
Week 4, New England here, 1 o'clock as well. Third of four games. How different is this from recent years? Third of four to start the season, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Patriots open at Seattle Wednesday night, the season opener in the league. Home to Pittsburgh, which beat them in New England last year. The Patriots had like 5 turnovers, a couple at the goal line.
Yep.
Somehow lost that game. Then the Patriots are in Jacksonville in week 3 before coming here. That'll be big.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to fall behind them this early in the season? You didn't exactly do that last year, but, you know, a week later they were by you and gone, and that was the end of that.
What was the next game for the Bills? Atlanta? They lost the week after?
I think that's right, yes.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, 3 in a row at home, too, which is doesn't happen that often, I feel like.
Yep, and they're going to pay for that. They have
– yeah.
8 home games and 9 road games. Through week 4, remaining, they will have 8 road games and 5 home games after week 4. Week 5 at the Rams. Monday night, week 5 at the Rams. Rams open San Francisco in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Home to the Giants on a Monday night. They get an extra day from Australia. That's a Thursday to the following Monday.
How courteous of the league.
Oh, really? That's Giants at LA week 2. At Denver, week 3, Sunday night. So we'll see a lot of the Rams. Week 4 is at the Eagles at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Not a national game, but, you know,
big,
an interesting one.
Yep.
And then they get the Bills in week 5.
On Monday night.
Tough start.
Yeah, that is a tough start. That I think that is the hardest game out of the group that we've already talked about. I think the Rams are going to be excellent. I don't need Aaron Donald for this. I think they're going to be excellent.
You don't even need Aaron Schatz for this,
right? I think that is. I mean, you really have my attention if you roll in there and come out with a win. I think,
which they did in that season opener,
that's right?
4 years ago, I guess that was at the Raiders in week 6. So the Bills might stay out west. Short week. At Vegas. Vegas is a little bit interesting to me. I think they'll have almost an impossible time getting through their division with the other three teams. But Mendoza, whether we have him starting by this game, first look at Genty, first look at Bowers. And Max Crosby ended up back there.
Right.
So there are things to talk about with Vegas. And Tom Brady, I guess. But I tried my best to not talk about him. Enough people do it. Week 7 bye week.
They got to be playing Mendoza. In September. Like, what are they doing over there?
It sounds like the odds are against it.
Yeah.
It sounds like they won't be.
Man.
But I don't know why you wouldn't, really. No. I mean, really, I don't know why you wouldn't.
I shouldn't beg for it. I mean, I think it's the right thing to do. I want to say I would much rather play Kirk Cousins. Just because at least I know he's capable of throwing for 500 yards or something on me, because he's had some really great days in the league. But I'd much rather deal with Kirk Cousins than some hotshot rookie that we don't really have a book on yet and don't know what's what. Like, especially if they hold him back and say, like our buddy Ian Harditz was tweeting about earlier this week, you even mentioned, like, why is he speculating about him finally starting in week 6? Well, maybe that's how they're planning it. I don't know. But I don't want him unveiled against the Bills. I'd rather play Cousins, honestly.
Yeah, I just don't at all see the logic in starting anybody but Mendoza. And I guess I won't be watching practices to tell you whether he looks like he's ready. Right. I'm not sure I even care about that. But, you know, it works with football. You've got 53 men and you want to make it look like you're trying to win games. You're playing your best guys. Week 7 bye, week 8, Baltimore. Man, this is pretty rugged. Baltimore here, November 1st, another 1 o'clock home game against the Ravens, who have a fairly manageable first half. At Indianapolis, New Orleans, Dallas in Brazil, Tennessee at home, at the Falcons, at the Browns, Cincinnati. So you might be at a point by here. Baltimore will not have had a bye yet. The Bills will have. So the Ravens would have played 7 games to the Bills 6. Maybe you have like a 6-1 Baltimore team, 5-2, 6-1, where that week, Halloween week, when we're not talking about trick-or-treating, we're talking about the one seed. And like, here it is.
Yeah.
If you want to have a look at it, this might be a game you feel like you have to win.
I'm really curious what they're going to be like. Their offense has been so – a ton of explosive plays last year, even in a down year. So I think – that I still think I'll get status quo there. Like, I think Lamar Jackson is still to be feared. Derrick Henry's another year older, but whatever. I trust that they are going to be a challenge to deal with on offense. The question is, what is their defense like? And that's where the new coach comes in, because that's a former coordinator. And if he can straighten that out, boy, they might be really, really hairy, I think, Baltimore.
Tough.
Yeah, yeah.
Week 9 is at Minnesota, Monday night again, so back in prime time, third time this year at the Vikings. And I'm thinking that's probably Kyler Murray, who the Bills have not seen. Mm-hmm. Well, they had the opener here, didn't they, with Arizona?
That's
I'm thinking
right.
of the game in Arizona that the Bills lost.
Murray, yeah.
But that sounds like it's going to be him. And they did win 9 games, even though a lot of their season was marked by quarterback terribleness and injuries. But pretty good in that division to have gotten a 9 win.
Yeah.
Same as Detroit. Good coach, I think, Minnesota.
This might be like a sneaky, tougher game than it looks like. You're right to point out that they won 9 games. Like, I think in that division and with all the hubbub about McCarthy, it's easy for that to get lost. You know, when a team is rolling different guys in like they were, you sort of stop taking them seriously, but they still won 9 games. So I don't know. I'm not a Murray fan. I don't expect that to really work. But it doesn't mean he's not capable, and he certainly could. I mean, he's had very good days and even good years. So if this coach can unlock him, I'm not sure if it's a match or not. But that's a sneaky game to me.
Last visit with the Vikings was that crazy home game that Cousins started.
Yeah.
That Minnesota pulled out in overtime here. Week 10 at the Jets.
Come on.
On that note, yeah, right? Has any team yet to win a Super Bowl when losing a game to the Jets in the season? Probably, but I just used to love that stat on Monday Night Football when, you know, Al was there, where they would put that up. No team has ever lost a game to the Jets and won it. I'm guessing that's happened by now. That's 30-plus years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Hopefully. Not like the Jets have been good, though.
Right.
Maybe not. You have all these New England wins. Did they ever lose a game to the Jets in one of those seasons where they won it? Probably.
Probably did, yeah.
Maybe once. We'll look at the second half of the schedule in some detail as we continue. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast, chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think it's that important, because the message is, you know what, you bring in Rasmus Dahlin in the office, and you're like, listen, we wanted to keep Alec, it didn't work out. Now we have to focus on what's next, right? Where do we go? The players that we have, how do we continue to build? I think the biggest thing here is maybe you can kick the tires again on Robert Thomas. Maybe you're calling Detroit, trying to figure out Dylan Larkin or whatnot.
Martin Biron. On this occasion, I'm going to speak his name as if I were speaking the French language. Martin Biron, which is not even that good. We talked to Trista the other day, and Trista said she was going to Cannes, and she might have even said she was going to Lyon.
I don't remember hearing that.
And yeah. I mean, this is always a tough one for me because I kind of want to be the guy who goes, actually, not necessarily on the air, but Trista, you're going to Cannes and Lyon.
Yeah,
but then it sounds like you're kind of you sound so pretentious.
You sound like a jerk. Yeah,
you sound like a jerk.
You sound like a jerk.
Well, if you're correcting somebody that way, you're definitely a jerk.
Right.
That's a huge jerk kind of thing. But just to even say it in the first place, when you mentioned you're going to a city in France, do you speak the name as if you were speaking French, Lyon? Well, I don't think you can say Lyon. People do say Cannes though, for Cannes, the Cannes Film Festival.
Yep.
So I don't know. You can't really win either way.
I think Cannes, because it's said so frequently as the name of that event, whereas you don't have a Lyon Film Festival, you sound more jerky going hard on Lyon than you do on Cannes. Cannes is like, yeah, I've watched Entertainment Tonight a time or two. Oh, I've heard them
E.T.
I've heard them say that. So like that's how you say that. Whereas I don't know. I don't think I would ever say like, oh, we're going to Europe. Well, what cities are you going to? Lyon.
You never say Lyon.
I don't think I would. I don't know. Maybe
you try to middle it.
I would maybe leave that one out even. I don't even know. Because you don't like how does a French person say Paris?
Paris.
Paris. Right? But we don't.
You'd never say Paris.
You never say Paris. I mean, you might if you're trying to be really I don't know, just make a certain kind of point. But like most people say, I'm going to Paris. It's like you say, I'm going to London.
Right.
And, but yet, Lyon and Lyon, like we got a problem.
Lyon is easy. That's not even sounding like you're trying to speak French. You're Lyon. It would be more like French. But Lyon, you Lyon, put the N in there.
Lyon,
you can never say Lyon.
Yeah.
It's never Lyon.
Lyon, kind of American.
It's a middle. You try to middle it so you both you sound both like you're aware that you're going to another country.
But not
but
like,
also
like
you have live there.
You don't have a beret with your name on it.
Rusty. Is that what you were thinking of there?
Yes.
Rusty.
Absolutely.
And the one woman's, or the girl's, are Rusty.
They're laughing at him.
They're laughing at him.
He thinks they like him. Like, no, they think he's a dork.
Loved European vacation. Liked vacation. Loved European vacation. Hated Vegas vacation. Did not like Christmas vacation at all.
I didn't think I've ever seen Vegas vacation.
Hated it.
I like Christmas vacation for spots, but it's easily third to me.
I only liked Vegas vacation for Wayne Newton.
Of the top three. Yeah, I definitely have never seen the movie.
Yeah, it's funny that Wayne Newton
becomes
a love interest.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I guess hated is about as far as I can go on
that.
But yeah. I don't think you have to be a fan of every movie in a series if you like any of them.
Yeah. I like the OG and European maybe equally, I would say. And then a distant third would be Christmas. But I still like it. Like the happiest blanking Christmas since Bing, whatever. There's a great line there. I can't. There's a lot of swearing in it. And I don't know it even without I don't know the order of the swearing, so I'm not even going to do it without. You know, I'm not going to do it justice.
Hated the movie,
but I love that line.
I have a favorite moment in vacation. There are a lot of good ones. Clark, the dog, went on the picnic basket. I mean, there are a lot of good moments in vacation.
Right.
But my favorite moment in the movie, easily, is when the scene shifts and they're in the car and it's nighttime and they're driving and they show the son or the daughter in the back seat and then the other completely conked out. The camera pans up to the wife and she's also like, you know, dead to the world. And you know that we're going to see Clark next, and he's just sort of, you know, but he's also dead asleep driving the car.
Right.
That is great.
Yeah.
All right. We were getting into the Bill schedule in detail. We were in week 11.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
So First 10 weeks, 9 games. What's the likeliest scenario here? Not exactly by record. The Bills are in a fight. Whether that's New England, I mean, they're probably not running away with the division through 9 games.
I wouldn't expect that at all. No, not with that schedule.
Not with that schedule. And if they are in the lead, then you're looking at the other divisions and can this be the year where they get the one? So probably we get to mid-November and it's, I mean, if it's not, it's, I think it's more likely that they're in trouble than it is that they're like running away with anything conference-wise.
What are they, they've played 9 games by this point,
yes,
right? That's where we are.
Through week 10.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember how we broke this down the other day, but like, I don't know, 6-3
it's pretty good.
Is probably good, right?
Yep. I think so. I would take it.
Yeah.
But I'm not in a great spot to get the one if I take it.
Right.
I kind of need to go whatever that would be, 7-1 the rest of the way. And let's listen to it.
Yep.
Versus Miami in week 11. You'd better.
Come on.
Back to that.
There's my analysis for the Jet game and the Miami game. Come on.
Who leads Miami in receiving this year? Name anybody challenged.
I don't have Malik Washington.
Malik Washington.
There you go. There's somebody that's there.
I'm drafting somebody in with this confusion in mind, and that's Greg Dulcich, tight end. But, you know, late. Week 12 is the Chiefs on Thanksgiving night. Wow. It's going to be a big night over there.
Yeah.
Sources say.
Yeah, right.
You know, with like, the whole Thanksgiving night,
yep.
Peacock, national audience, game of the year.
What
is
going
to be a lot?
What do you want here? Do you want the? Well, it's the regular season, so of course the Bills will win. You want that, or do you want maybe we should lose so that we beat them in January? Although you know, I don't know, last year you didn't see them.
I think I want the tweet I loved so many times, so many years ago. Uh-huh. I can't wait for the Bills to win this game and feel nothing. Right. Kevin, I loved that. That's exactly right. That's a great spot to be in as a fan.
Yes, right.
Well, that'll be big. The Chiefs are in a little bit of a bounce back mentality. You know, they were 6-11 last year, and if they're good this year, that's a game that, I mean, they've lost here 5 years in a row. They've lost to the Bills, not all at home.
Right.
They've lost to the Bills in the regular season 5 years in a row, and I'm sure everyone in Kansas City knows that. Doesn't care at all.
Oh, yeah, they're walking around with that.
Oh, no. Buffalo.
Yeah. Let me tell you how scared I am of that.
At New England, after the Chief game, late Sunday afternoon, that'll be December 6th.
Long week of prep.
Yes.
Extra prep.
New England will be coming off a Sunday night game, rather, at the Chargers. So it's not a short week, but it's a long trip back, and then the Bills roll in.
And the Bills have got the extra rest. Yeah.
So extra rest.
That's an advantageous spot, and I tend to think New England is going to be kind of what they were last year, even though the schedule is harder. Like, I think they're going to be a problem. I think they'll be well coached. I think the quarterback is excellent, and you know, A.J. Brown, maybe A.J. Brown feels like he's got something to prove. So, you know, that could help him keep his head on straight. The Travion Henderson, I think that's still going to be a very daunting team to me.
It's so far away. Who knows what injuries are at that point? Like, A.J. Brown, I think of him week 4 more than I think of him week 13 in the two meetings, because I'm certainly not assuming that he's broken down by that point, but that's the concern on him, is like knees. And he's played a lot of football, and you know, he plays a pretty physical game. So
yep,
we'll see what he is at that point. He also could lead the league in receiving, AJ Brown.
Right.
Then it's off to Lambeau for a Sunday night at the Packers. The Bills only Sunday night game. Just one.
Right. They're on NBC on that broadcast for Thanksgiving. But, yeah, the only Sunday night spot they've got is that one. That's right.
At Green Bay. That'll be super interesting. What's Green Bay? The same? Really good?
I think
people like their guys.
Probably,
they lose.
Yeah, right. Eventually, right. I mean, Parsons is there by then, right? There's talk of him missing, what, 6 weeks maybe? So you're going to get the full dose there, assuming, no accounting for injuries in June here.
They're a little bit the Chargers or the Texans as a team that just
Not
get
quite
all the way.
Yeah.
That'll be fun, though. Then Chicago here Saturday night the following week, December 19th, 8:20. Wow. And then at Denver on Christmas, which is a Friday. So the Bills will go from a Sunday night to a Saturday night to a Friday afternoon away with travel each leg in between from Green Bay home and then to Denver.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's not great.
Then the Dolphins and Jets.
Yep. That's the second, we just ran through the second stretch of the season in which they have 4 games out of 5 on the road. The other one is earlier in the season, and the bye week is kind of in the middle of it.
That includes Miami in the second.
Right,
four out of five.
That's right. That is the fourth of the five.
Week 17, 1 o'clock Sunday at Miami.
Yep.
Then the Jets here to wrap it. Well, there's a lot to really get excited about on the schedule. I know the schedule always is, but for the Bills having the new stadium and
new stadium,
the stakes, new coach.
Thanksgiving night, Bears on a Saturday. Like, for as far as the stadium is concerned, like, though, that's awesome. Even opening at night against Detroit is awesome. But I like going to Green Bay at night. Like, not because I think it's advantageous or anything. I just think that's a spectacle. That is something I think that will be really cool to watch. Your team, our team in that spot, I think is a really cool opportunity.
They're in basically every special section on this grid. They're just not playing abroad. The only thing the Bills are not doing that's different, right. It's not different anymore.
It's going to Spain.
They have Thursday night. They have 2 Monday night. They have Sunday night. They have Christmas. They have Thanksgiving. They have Saturday night. They're in every special section, except that none of these games is in, Germany or Brazil or France.
France.
Paris. You wouldn't say Paris, but you would say gay Paris. You can't say gay Paris.
No, that's right.
If you're going to use the gay, you have to use Paris.
I agree.
That's a known thing. Everybody knows that. You can't use the gay unless you use the E.
Yeah, I think you say gay Paris, you're trying to be insulting, I think.
You're just not, you just don't know it. You're just exposing yourself as an idiot.
Yeah.
I think is what it is. All right. Well, we're still a few months away, but never a bad time to look ahead to the Bills season. Mike Schoppe and the Bulldog here. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.